For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. I'm speaking with Buffy Queen, community educator with Reach of Haywood County. Also, you're the facilitator for the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Task Force. Is that true?
Yes. This is a countywide task force that involves a lot of different agencies and law enforcement. And it was established quite a few years ago, actually, before I came on with Reach, to address the issues of domestic violence and sexual assault in our county, to help people become more aware and to lower the rates of both of those social issues and occurrences. We get together about once a month and talk about initiatives, things that have come up, legislative issues. We talk about what's happening in our county, and different things like that. So it's really a great task force.
Yeah, and it seems like every single day, all, you know, no matter whether I'm listening to, you know, areas up where you are in Haywood County, whether I'm listening to stories about Macon County, stories about South Carolina, stories about Tennessee, there are, and in here in Rutherford County, North Carolina, there are horrific examples of right. domestic violence and so many horrific stories that we hear. But what you and I are talking about today is something that's coming up in Waynesville, and it's Denim Day in Haywood on April 24th. Tell me the story of how it came to be referred to as Denim Day.
Well, Denim Day started in 1999, and so it's been around for quite a while, 14 years now. It's not only a nationwide day of recognition, but it's also international. And it started actually in Italy in 1998 when it's an Italian case which involved an 18-year-old girl who was picked up by her married 45-year-old driving instructor for her lesson. He took her to an isolated road and pulled her out of the car, wrestled her out of one leg of her jeans, and forcefully raped her. He threatened her with death if she told anyone, and he made her actually drive the car home after that. Later that night, she told her parents, and they helped her and supported her to press charges. The rapist got arrested. He was prosecuted by the court, found guilty, and sentenced to jail. But he appealed the sentence, and his appeal made it all the way to the Italian Supreme Court. Within a matter of days, in spite of the fact that he had threatened her with death and all of these other things, the head judge said the verdict against the driving instructor was overturned and the case was dismissed. And the perpetrator was released. And in a statement by the chief judge, he said, because the victim wore very, very tight jeans, she had to help him remove them. And by removing the jeans, it was no longer rape, but consensual sex. And it was later interpreted that anyone who was wearing jeans could not prosecute an attacker for rape. So, enraged by the verdict, then within just a matter of hours, the women in the Italian parliament launched into an immediate action and protested by wearing jeans to work. And this called to spread action around the world and has continued ever since. So, what it is that's a huge misperception that what somebody wears is an excuse to be raped, or that they were asking for it, or any of those kind of things. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So this is what has enraged people all over the world, that this kind of misguided, totally wrong-headed interpretation would spring someone who was a rapist from jail because of what his victim was wearing.
It's unbelievable. And you know, there are so many excuses that you hear. You know, a man can't rape his wife.
That's and actually, it was not against the law until the mid-70s in North Carolina that became against the law.
Right.
And so you just wonder why it took them so long to realize that any woman can be vulnerable, any man can be vulnerable to rape or sexual assault. And the whole definition is that if someone is forced to do something of a sexual nature that they have not agreed to or willingly consented to and been able to consent, then it is sexual assault. And so, yeah, it doesn't matter if someone is married to someone. no still means no.
Absolutely. And being married to someone does not mean that you're owned by that person.
Exactly. So, and there have been some cases, too, about sexual violence with young women in college who have been drunk and things have happened to them, or high school recently in Steubenville, Ohio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then also here in Western North Carolina, there were some. Again, I teach classes to middle school kids here in Haywood County. I teach the Safe Dates program to them, and it's an excellent program. And one of our lessons is how to avoid sexual assault. You know, I say if someone is so loaded that they really don't know what they're doing, or even if they say yes, if you know that if they were sober, they wouldn't say yes, then you are forcing them to do something that they wouldn't do, and that's sexual assault.
Are there more instances, do you think? Are there any statistics? Is there more domestic violence or sexual assault or anything like this in the home or within a family situation than there are out within the community?
Most of them occur by someone that the victim knows. So it could be an acquaintance, it could be a date, it could be a relative. And so that's the vast majority of rapes and sexual assaults occur by someone that you might know. And so, you know, we have to help kids understand that just because someone doesn't look like a rapist.
And when it's someone who is a person that you trust, and there is so much damage done there. Now, on the 24th, talk about what your plans are for that day.
Well, we're just going to try and encourage all of the businesses and school systems in Haywood County to, you know, it's an easy thing to do, to wear denim on April 24th on Wednesday, in support of understanding that these misconceptions have to stop, they have to go away. And so it's an easy thing for everyone to do. They just have to show up and say, hey, I'm in favor of this. You know, there's no excuse and never an invitation to rape. And that's what it's all about. And it can go in any county. It can go anywhere as long as there's awareness about it. So in your whole listening area, everybody can turn up on April 24th and say, I'm wearing denim because I know this has to stop. These misconceptions have to quit.
Now, is there a website for people to go to find out more about Denim Day?
There is. It's called denimdayusa.org, and that's the national organization. So people can sign up on denimdayusa.org. Also, we're going to be going to Haywood Community College because the majority or the most vulnerable group to sexual assault is 15 to 24-year-olds. Because they're generally the most inexperienced with dating, and they don't necessarily know that they need to pay attention to those gut feelings that say, oh, I'm putting myself in a vulnerable position. So
when the hair on the back of the neck stands up, girls, boys, whatever,
right.
Just run.
That's right, and that's what I tell them.
Well, thank you so much. Buffy Queen, community educator for Reach of Haywood. The phone number there is 828-456-7898. And the web address is reachofhaywood.com. Denim Day is April 24th. Show support for victims of sexual assault by wearing denim on that day. It's easy, and it shows that we want the number of victims of domestic violence and sexual assault to go down to nothing. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.